Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
Thank you so much for finding our podcast and listening and spreading the news around. Today, we've got a great guest. She's a return guest. I'm so excited to have her. She has been described as, and you know how I love artists that push the genres and blend them and come up with their own unique thing. So I've heard it described with Casey Johns, our guest today, as rodeo queen meets rock star.
Ooh.
And that's exactly, I mean, it describes it because it, I mean, here's that driven guitar rock with the riffs and stuff. And what? Steel guitar?
Come on,
what? Come on.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, you better believe it. And then you add that voice and oh my God.
I'm a generally no big city pretty girl.
She didn't, did she?
She did not.
Oh, yeah.
Love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Casey, welcome back. And it's K, capital K, capital C, not C-A-S-E-Y. It's K-C Johns.
Just like the sunshine, man. Come on.
Yeah. And that's what your mom named you after that, right?
She did. Yeah. She grew up on a lot of that stuff.
She did, didn't she?
Yeah. So she loved it.
Well, that's cool. And she was also very much into the rodeo, wasn't she?
She was. We both were. I grew up rodeoing with her, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
What all did you do?
Well, we barrel raced.
Barrel raced?
And in my opinion, I feel like my mom was like the best horse trainer in the Southeast.
Really?
And so people would come to her and they'd want her to, you know, train horses on barrels. And
oh, wow.
I just remember as a kid, like my mom would always have these other kids over and she'd be training the kids.
Yeah.
To like be in sync with their horses, to run Ooh. Barrels. And like, it was just the coolest, childhood to grow up around that.
Barrel racing. And, you know, if you don't know what rodeo is, it's like barrels don't race. They just stand there, right?
Yeah.
But no, what it is, it's they race around these barrels.
Yeah, like it's a clover leaf. We were just talking about that yesterday. Yeah. It's a clover leaf pattern that you make, yeah.
Yeah. And so you did a lot of that, too.
We did, yeah.
And your stepdad was into the rodeo, too?
My stepdad was a bull rider.
Ooh.
Yeah, he didn't do it for very long, though.
Wow.
But, yeah, I can't believe he did it. I can't imagine anybody bull riding, honestly.
I can't imagine a long career doing that, right?
Yeah, I know.
One or two throws and that'd be it. One for me.
Agreed.
try to last 8 seconds? Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stories
you hear now, I mean,
yeah.
it's crazy. Like, I guess I just heard a news story recently that a young kid had just passed away from freak accident from bull riding, and it's just like you just never know. I mean,
man,
yeah, it's crazy.
You got to be tough, don't
yeah.
you? Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring the party down. Jeez.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah. Hey, thank you for coming again. You brought me so many cool gifts. I got shirts, t-shirts, and you brought me vinyl,
Heck
girl
yeah.
after my own heart. You even got your own bourbon. This is how you know you made it. You get your own bourbon brand.
That was a pretty cool process.
Wow. Tell us about that.
So I'm so glad I brought Timmy B right here on guitar with me
yes,
today.
Yes, you did. I was getting to him.
He's been a part of, he's been a part of this process for a long time too. I mean, he and I actually chose the flavor together for the bourbon because I told Timmy, I said, if we got to drink this stuff out on the road, we both got to like it. I need you to help me try this bourbon.
Wow.
And we chose, you know, a flavor that was actually pretty unique. It's like a smoky mesquite bourbon. It won best bourbon of the year last year.
It did?
Yeah. It's in all Total Wine stores now, and it's like,
wow,
it's doing its thing. So it's a very unique flavor because no one's really done a smoky bourbon yet.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton ain't got nothing on you. He's got his traveler bourbon, which is really not bad.
Yeah.
I can't wait to taste. I'm going to get some of that.
Well, and I feel bad. I wish I had some little shooters to give you. I didn't have any left.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's up with that? Girl, you're okay.
You brought me
all these great gifts, you know, and all I got is cookies, you know, but help yourself.
I mean, those look pretty dang good. I'm not going to lie.
I made them myself.
You did not.
Me and Christy.
You got those from Kroger, didn't you?
Christy's cookies are my favorite here in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had Christie's cookies.
Well, they're good.
No.
Oh, well, you have to try one.
Okay, I will.
You have to try one. Take some with you.
I will.
You are about to tour the UK.
Yeah, for the first time.
Is that the first time?
First time.
I was looking at your touring schedule. How exciting.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This morning I was updating my website with like ticket links and everything. I mean, we finally have like the full schedule now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
What are you most excited about seeing?
I think honestly I'm just excited to see just the scenery. Because I've never been to the UK before. Traveling through. I've been to Scotland before.
Yeah.
But like just going, you know, throughout the UK is just going to be... Yeah. A blast. I'm excited to play on different festivals.
Last year you played Albert Hall.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's like...
It's going to be crazy.
Time.
Yeah.
You know, might as well be at Carnegie Hall.
I swear.
That's fantastic.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. You got to be excited about that.
Super excited.
Yeah. Now, the buses don't go to UK, so you're going to be flying in. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you are a road warrior. And you play all over from like Key West all the way up to Wisconsin.
Yes.
And all around the U.S. You love being on the road, don't you?
Love the road.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the road. And I'm grateful to have boys on the road with me that love the road just as much as I do.
Yeah. Like this guy over here right in front of me.
Yeah.
Timothy B. How are you, sir?
Excellent. Thank you.
Welcome to the dining room table. You are one heck of a guitar player.
Thank you.
I'm really happy to have you here. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
I'm going to pick out those licks and see if I can learn a thing or two.
Hey, same. That's what I do on the road. I'm like, can you teach me that?
Please teach me that.
It's easy.
That's what, have you noticed, the great guitar players always say that. Oh, are you kidding? This is easy.
Yeah. I'm like, I could never do that. What do you mean?
Me neither.
Just let the guitar play itself.
Oh. Like a player piano, a player guitar. Surprised they haven't come up with that yet. Anyway, it's good to have you here, Timothy. Where'd you run into this gal?
Somewhere downtown.
Downtown?
We were... one of us had a regular gig, and one of us needed to fill in. And
this is actually the funniest story. You have to hear this, Dave.
Well, that's another story.
No, this is the story. This is the story. You have to tell them this.
Well, we got to hear it now. I mean.
So the first... I guess she had just moved to town.
Yeah.
And I was coming home from the road. I'd been on the road for 3 or 4 days. It was a Sunday. I'm driving home. I'm tired. I'm looking forward to having Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
I get a phone call from a buddy. He says, hey, how about a gig tomorrow night? Monday night, 10 o'clock, late shift. Mm-hmm. One of the worst, slowest bars in town.
I had just gotten there.
Yeah.
But they pay, right?
Yeah. Well, she was brand new, so she had to jump in somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so looking forward to Monday off. But you hate to say no to anything.
No, because you don't know what's going to come again.
You got to say yes. And so I put the phone down and just drive a few more miles. My buddy, the drummer, he calls. He's like, are you going to do this gig tomorrow night? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I really don't want to do it, but... He's like, well, the bass player friend that had called both of us to do it, my drummer friend tells me, he's not even doing it. He's just trying to find a band.
Oh, man.
So it's a bad night. It's not a hopping place. It's like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to say no. But he's like, I'll do it if you do it. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. He's like, I don't want to do it either.
I mean, we had never met, obviously.
So we didn't do it.
And then a year later, we're together playing music.
So somewhere along the line, we filled in with each other. I'm like, oh, this is cool. This is fun. I like this.
So you could have met her a year earlier.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Our bass player that's with us now, he had called me for a fill-in gig with you at Bootleggers.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I think that was our first
gig
together.
First.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You enjoyed playing up and down Broadway, didn't you?
I did. I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. You really sharpen your chops there, don't you?
Well, I feel
you gotta
like...
know how to perform.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, I also performed on cruise ships. So I think going from, you know, learning from cruise ships and then learning from Broadway, you learn so much.
Goodness.
Just like how to interact with a crowd. And I mean, you just learn all types of music.
You did that for Carnival Cruise, right?
I did,
6, 7 years?
6 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Wild.
And I know that's, people think that's a vacation, right?
Yeah.
But it's far from it, is it? Is it?
Kind of. I feel like my job was really easy. I worked 4 hours a day. It was the easiest gig in the world.
What'd you do with the rest of your time?
I mean, you can get off the ship.
You can
go to the beach.
You could.
They encourage you to like hang out with guests and, you know, make fans and friends and like.
Here I'm thinking it was, you know.
My job was easy.
Yeah.
I got paid way too much to do so little.
Yeah. Now, my nephew did that with Carnival for a couple years.
Yeah.
And I know he worked hard. And they don't put you up in the greatest of quarters, do they,
when
you perform?
You're definitely at the bottom of the ship.
Bottom of the ship in steerage. Right?
Yeah. Luckily,
but you have your own little like rec rooms and
pool
rooms and bars and stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool. I enjoyed it. Cool. Like, I always played with great bands and There was one band that I was with for like 2 years at the time. Like, wow. we had a great time. It was fun.
That's great. Yeah. And now look at you today. Oh my goodness.
Still on the road.
How exciting is your life right now?
Honestly, it's been really fun. I love the road. I could probably just live on the road. Like, I would love to just get a van and just actually live in a van and just travel the world. But
you see the world with your music, which I think is a dream. Yeah. You know? I think that's a fantastic dream.
Yeah. And it's been fun. You know, we've gotten to
you're living that dream.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really cool. Yeah. And to travel with people that you love and people you get along with, I think is really, really important.
Timothy was just telling me how much he hates you just before you got here. And,
well, that would make sense.
I kid.
I'm a terrible boss.
The boss, right?
That's yeah. right. Absolutely.
Does she ever let you drink her whiskey?
We've had that whiskey after it's been in the car, so it's heated up from the sun. We've had that whiskey when it's been frozen in the trailer. We've had that whiskey in pretty much every variation you can possibly...
Does whiskey freeze? Does it?
No, it was just cold. It was just
ice cold.
Yeah. We've had it in so many different
temperatures.
Temperatures, yeah.
It's probably really good in the cold.
Somebody made us old fashions.
With
maple
syrup.
Yeah. And that really is that's the best.
Yes. Yeah, the cool thing about making old fashions with Thunder is you don't have to smoke it. It's already smoked.
Yeah.
So like you don't have to like do the whole thing. It's the way that it's made. It's made in like the charcoal branches. So it's already smoky.
Add the perfect amount of bitters into there.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I can never get that right, the bitters.
I don't even know how to make an old fashioned, but I mean, figure it out.
Me neither. I wish I had some here we could drink.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
That'd be a long podcast.
It would be fun, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You've got new music out there, like you do. How often do you release?
You know, last year we only released one song, and that was Rodeo Queen.
Are you kidding?
And only because we kind of just let it have its moment, because it started having so many different milestones throughout the year, like... Hot Tua Girl shared it and posted it. And then, you know.
There you really know you got it made. Your own liquor and the Hot Tua Girl.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And then, like, it went number 28 on the Texas charts. Miranda Lambert used it in one of her videos.
Oh
so,
my
like,
God.
It like had, like, its moments all last year. So we just kind of let it do its thing. And
might as well.
We just promoted the heck out of it. And it's still doing its own thing. Like, we're at 1 million streams on every platform right now with that song. It's crazy.
On every platform.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, that pays you.
Crazy.
Couple hundred bucks.
It's
on Spotify alone.
Maybe a few cents here and there.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you, you've got a new song out right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, is this the first one since then?
So this year we put out Break from the Heart, which was our radio single. And just found out this morning it just went number 14 on the Texas charts.
Gosh.
It's crazy.
You're doing well in Texas.
It's crazy. I know.
You spent a lot of time in Texas on the road?
We love Texas. Yeah. Love Texas.
Where, like Austin and stuff? Or
where we spent a lot of time in Fort Worth, a lot of time in, I just did a radio tour throughout like Comanche and, we've been all over the place.
Dallas and Midlothian. Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know about the Mucky Duck there. You ever play there?
No.
That's an awesome place.
No, but that sounds fun.
Yeah. I think it's more of a folk oriented, but.
We'd fit in.
You can do anything. You can do any genre.
We could make all of our songs folky. Come on.
You could. Absolutely, you could. Well, that's cool. You know, and people don't realize that Texas is its own thing.
It is.
It's like its own country, isn't it?
Yeah.
Own country charts. And if you make it in Texas, you're that's saying something. So congrats on that.
Thanks.
That's really good.
Thank you.
And those Texas radio stations, they know from what's happening, you know.
I was honestly a little worried because I didn't know if Texas would kind of, you know, let us in. hello.
Yeah.
But they've like welcomed us with open arms and
good.
I mean, it's been amazing. So
what, you're concerned that it was more like too rock for them or?
No, I just kind of, yes. Mm-hmm. And then also just like you said, they're their own
thing.
World.
Yeah.
Like, they do their own thing. And
they
so,
really do.
You know, I never really know what the line is between like the Nashville and the Texas thing. I always hear stories and I'm always like, are they going to let us in and like hang out with you guys? But it's been great. Yeah.
That's great.
So we haven't had any issues.
That's great. Congratulations.
Well,
I'd love to hear this song. Can you play it live around the dining room table?
Absolutely.
You know, cool. Timothy B. Lead guitar.
So this song's called Break from the Heart.
Yeah. Tell us about the story. Get under the hood.
And, we actually wrote this song in the van. I wrote the song with the boys in the van.
You did?
Yeah.
In the van?
Yeah, in the van.
In the van?
Yeah.
With the band?
Yeah.
Damn mother!
I had this title, Break from the Heart, in my notes in my phone forever, and I was like, I think this is a really cool backwards way of saying take a heartbreak.
Yeah.
And we just kind of went with it. We wanted it to be kind of a sing-along, and
yeah,
this has been really fun. We played it out for about 6 to 8 months live in our set, and people seemed to like it, and we're like, let's just record it.
Let's record
it up. And it became a radio single this year, so that's exciting.
That's great. Awesome. I can't wait to hear it. Here we go, KC Johns.
Take a break from the heart. After so many heartbreaks, you get lost in the dark. After so many heartbreaks, you start falling apart. When all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put that old heartbreak back together again. Take a break from the horse. Take a break from the horse. Take a break from the horse. When piece by piece is falling apart, it take a break from the horse. After so many heartbreaks, you get lost in the dark. After so many heartbreaks, you start falling apart. When all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put that old heartbreak back together again. Take a break from the heart. Take a break from the heart. Take a break from the heart. When piece by piece is falling apart, y'all, take a break from the heart. And all the king's men, they can't put that old heartbreak back together again. Take a break from the horse. Sing it, Dave, come on. Take a break from the horse. Yay. Take a break from the horse. Woo! When piece by piece is falling apart, take a break from the horse.
Oh, yeah.
Take a break from the heart. Take a break from the heart. When piece by piece is falling apart, yeah. Well, you can paint every scar. Take a break from the heart. Take a break from the heart. Take a break from the heart.
Woo! I love it! KC Johns. Timmy B on the...
Timmy B, I feel so bad. I was real out of tune during that song.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
Just a little on it.
What, you know what? Every time I tell Timmy that I'm out of tune, he's like, you know what? It's rock and roll.
It's rock and roll.
Just squish your fingers around a little bit. You'll find the tone.
People are like, that's close enough for country, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Rock and roll. It was just like it was meant to be. That's how you wrote it, right?
Yes, 100%. We wrote it out of tune in the van.
In the
van. So it was fine.
It's hard to keep it in tune rolling down the road. That's great. Because you grew up near Memphis, right?
I did. So I was born in Memphis and raised right outside of Memphis in a little town called Hernando, Mississippi. Right
Hernando.
On the Mississippi line, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is crazy. We actually just wrote a song yesterday about Mississippi.
Did you?
Yeah, we're going back to my hometown to play a show June 12th.
Oh, is that nerve-wracking, going back to your hometown?
No.
No?
I'm actually really excited. I try to play a hometown show at least once a year.
Good.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited to go back.
Homecoming.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got our summer single coming out, like, that week. Yeah. So I think we're going to have, like, a big summer single release party that night. That
really?
Week. Yeah.
What's this one called? Is it already released in the can?
It's ready not. No. It's ready to go. It comes out that week. I want to say probably June 13th, I guess.
June
13th? Friday. Yeah.
Okay, so that's just a couple weeks away. Yeah. Awesome. Well, you get to hear first a live version.
Yeah.
If you want.
Heck yeah, let's do it.
That'd be really cool.
We'd love to do this one.
Timmy's over there still. He's still tuning over there.
Well, yeah. He's more in tune than I am usually. So.
Yeah, that was traumatizing.
It was
sure,
not.
I'm not sure
it was
good.
It was great.
I'm so sorry.
That sounds really good. Yeah.
This song is called Kind of Vibe.
Kind of Vibe?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just came back. I recorded my new record in San Diego.
Did you?
A place called Pacific Beats. And hanging in the studios is Science Says It's All About the Vibe.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's all about the vibe,
it
right?
It is.
That is like the catchphrase on the coast.
Yes.
We're all vibing. So let's get vibing with K-State.
Keep vibing. We wrote this song. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know you're like ready to roll.
He is ready to go.
He's ready to rock.
Walked in the door playing.
I'm just playing the background music.
This is pretty much how I introduce it on stage. Yeah. So when I moved to Nashville in 2017, you know, I feel like there's always, when you first come to town, there's always people that'll, you know, try to tell you what to sing, how to dress, you know, how to be, and like
everybody's
how to
an
act.
Expert.
Yeah, like they try to change who you are, and it you can get lost in the confusion, and you can lose who you are pretty easily.
Yeah.
And I've been very grateful the last couple years. I've been writing just with the boys, and they know me through and through. Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, I want you guys to help me put something on paper, and this is pretty much we came up with it. This is our kind of vibe. This is who what I want to say in songs. This is who I want to be. You know, in this town and in this world, and you know, it's I know you can get lost really easily. So I feel like this is what I want to say right now. So
well, that's awesome.
Yeah, this is my kind of vibe.
Staying true to yourself. We always talk about that.
Yeah,
that's my kind of vibe.
Can you hear them 500 horses packed up underneath this hood? Took a while just to get this girl running. But now she sounds so good.
Yeah, she sounds so good.
Thank you. Bet you never thought she could be so tough. Bet you never thought she could ever run these roads. Won't stop till the pedal's to the metal. 3, 2, 1. That kind of feel. That kind of ride. Like a fine souped up V8, full time over driving fast. That's what makes me feel alive when I paint my own white lines. Yeah, that's my kind of vibe. String of rockin', jet black going out of tune. My vibe is a three-piece band with a two-shot buzz and only one thing to prove, y'all. That kind of feel, that kind of ride, like a fine souped-up V8, full-time over driving fast. That's what makes me feel alive when I paint my own white lines, y'all. Yeah, that's my kind of vibe. That kind of feel. Woo. That kind of ride. Like a fine souped up V8. Full time over driving fast. What makes me feel alive when I paint my own white lines, y'all. When I paint my own white lines, yeah, that's my kind of vibe. Oh, that's my kind of vibe.
Woo. I see where those fancy riffs always come from.
See what
this
I mean?
This guy right here, man.
I can't do it without him. You know, it's like
pick that guitar, man. Wow, how long have you been doing this, my friend?
Oh, my whole life since third grade. I've been third obsessed.
Grade? Yeah, obsessed with the guitar. Yeah. So lots of nights practicing.
Lots of nights. My mom had a Silvertone.
Yeah, I remember this.
Underneath the bed that I wasn't allowed to play.
Ooh.
And I begged her to play. She's like, no, you gotta play piano for 2 years or something. So somebody came to the grade school. The horn instructor was trying to get the kids to play.
Yeah.
And so he's showing us all the horn instruments, and he made an elephant sound on a trombone. I said, I want to play that.
I want to play that.
So I took trombone lessons for 5 months. I was already to join the school band. And my mother comes around and says, enough trombone, you can play the guitar.
Oh my.
She's like, that's too loud. I don't like that.
I had enough of the elephant noises.
When you had that first electric guitar, did she change your mind?
She had a silver tone acoustic. I don't know when I'm not even sure what my first electric was.
Mm. Yeah. My brother and I had this little, I can't even remember what the brand was, this little plug-in, you know, mini.
Yeah.
And that speaker cracked in no time, but it gave us this fuzz that was just like,
that's funny.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so funny.
Yeah, this old Gretsch guitar, so.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Those are the times, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you learn how to play, Casey?
My granddad.
He
played guitar. And
he was a big influence, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, for sure.
Did he sing too and write songs?
Do what?
Did he sing and write
he
songs?
He did. We wrote a bunch of songs together.
Did you really?
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the coolest. He taught me how to play. And then, you know, finally he was like, I can't teach you anymore. You got to go to guitar lessons. And mm-hmm. So he put me in guitar lessons. And
awesome.
And I would just pick on the front porch all the time. And,
front porch picking.
Yeah, right. he was the best.
Yeah.
He was awesome. 2 years ago he passed away, but he was the best. He's the only person I could, like, go into the back room with and drink whiskey and, like.
Oh, wow. You know,
like, he'd be like, don't tell your grandma.
I'll tell your grandma.
But he was the coolest dude. He was so fun.
Tell me you have some recordings of him and stuff. Do you still?
You know, this is crazy. I don't even think I've told this story yet, but I don't even know how long ago it was. When I was working at Dollywood, I found this, like, this really cool journal at, like, a thrift shop. And it was, like, these old pages, and it was empty. And I was like, all right, Granddaddy, I want you to have this journal, because when you pass away one day, like, this is the only thing I want from you. I want your Seagull guitar, and I want this journal. I said, just write whatever you want in it. Write prayers, or write, you know, write songs, and whatever you want to write in it. Write notes, whatever. Let's just write it so, like, I can still kind of feel your presence when you're not here anymore. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, I found the journal under his bed, and just pages and pages and pages of just prayers and just notes to me and songs we've written together. He, like, rewrote them. And
lots of tears.
Oh my gosh.
Lots of tears.
Yeah. And I gave, I read it and I gave it to my grandma and I said, all right, you gotta finish the journal. So my grandma's got it now and she's been writing a bunch of stuff in it. Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Casey Johns is back with us.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
At DaveConnection.com has links to this show and also to my radio show, which is the Nashville Connection, heard on WNOI in Flora. They're kind of just outside of the St. Louis suburban area, so I love doing that show. Also, if you're listening on Facebook, around YouTube, we're on Facebook as well, but you're on YouTube, I know we're not a video podcast, and we really have no intentions of being a video podcast. But I still think we need to be there, and my host, Red Circle, posts it. So if you're listening there, like and subscribe, because that helps you more than you ever know. Now, I know we're not a video podcast, but I got to tell you about something really exciting that we're doing. On June 13th, we are going to do this show, and we're going to put it on live, somehow a live stream, so you're going to get to see us. And I've got a big hit writer named Chris Wallen. And Chris and I are going to do the show live from the local here in Nashville from 5 until 6 on June 13th. So if you're in town, come on by, be a part of it. Chris Wallen has written some big songs, guys, like Don't Blink and lots of others. So we're looking forward to have Chris on the show live at the local. So that's all coming up. Today, though, we're talking with Casey Johns. She's got your... I love those sunglasses you wear. There's got to be a story.
My dollar gas station. There's a story behind them, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hear it, because I always see you, and you look so good in them.
Thank you. Awesome. The only reason why I started wearing them is because we've been doing so much this year, like radio tour stuff. And you know, when you're on radio tour, you have to wake up at like 4 a.m. to get to the station by 6, whatever.
Yeah, and I've been singing all night, and the voice is...
I honestly just didn't feel like putting makeup on. So I just put these... I found these in a gas station. And I just started wearing them. And they've kind of become a part of the look this year. I'm in my yellow sunnies era right now.
Oh, so. Yeah. They look fantastic. They're just great. They're just great. Perfect.
Right.
Yeah, I always felt sorry when I was doing morning radio and they bring the stars in that... it's always on the morning show. It's got to be, right?
It's so early.
And you go so early after playing all night.
Yeah.
And your voice is so scratchy and you just, and I used to feel so bad.
Oh, you know? Yeah. You just got to take a shot of whiskey at 7 a.m. And it's like, oh my goodness.
That always helps, right? Oh my God. People are going to think that you are just like...
an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Probably.
You are not.
No, not at all. I enjoy the nice... I enjoy high-end bourbon. Let's just say that.
I do too. I do too. So you're just that high-end stuff. That's good.
Yeah.
I love me some bourbon. I can't wait to try it.
I know. I'm excited for you to try.
I am too. So other things that are happening in your life right now, and then this summer after you come back, where do you go?
Oh my gosh, we're everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're going to kick off our summer tour in my hometown, which will be really fun. We're making
with the new song.
Mm-hmm. And we're making our way all the way down to Missouri, Kansas, Idaho. I think we just booked a show in Nebraska. Our entire June schedule is going to be crazy.
That's
just June, which is
wild.
And
that's just June.
Yeah.
How many miles you put on that thing, that van here?
Oh my gosh. It's got like 100 and... It's almost at 200,000, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it had just over 100 when we got it.
Yeah. I think so we should upgrade soon.
When did we start using it?
I don't even think it's been a full year yet. It's been a couple of months, right?
It's going to be 100,000 and
yeah.
About 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Because and we got to take it all the way out to Ellensburg, Washington over Labor Day weekend. We got to take it all the way out there. So we're playing like the oldest rodeo in the country.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your song. Bit perk. You gotta play that.
It's gonna be fun. We get to open for Clay Walker, which will be really fun.
Love Clay. Yeah. Great guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never met him.
No, he's a great guy.
I'm excited.
I know that he had MS, I want to say. And
I had no idea.
It. Yeah. And he was big, especially the years that I worked in country radio in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I remember him coming off the bus to do a show for us, and he was so young. He steps off that bus, and I'm like, dude, are you like old enough to drive?
Oh my gosh.
He had such a baby face, you know.
Yeah.
But boy, could he sing, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a killer voice.
You're going to love that.
I'm excited.
You have fun. Sure. You've opened up for a lot of big acts like that, haven't you?
Yeah. It's been a cool year. I mean, we got to open for...
Neil McCoy.
He's another one of my favorites. That guy puts on a show.
He sure does.
Oh, my gosh. We were blown away. Like, I've heard he's put on a great show.
Oh, yeah.
But unless you see it, it's like, this is the best show I've ever seen.
He
knows how to interact with the crowd. And I just was, like, taking notes, like, constantly. I love that.
He brings them into the show, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't put up with anyone's...
No, he does.
Hecklers. He's a master.
He is. He really is. Yeah. I've seen him many times. And I'll tell you what, he used to do this, I don't know if he still does. He used to do the Beverly Hillbillies theme song to rap. He'd rap it.
There's
a story about it. Man, it's hilarious.
He might have done that.
He might have.
Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah. Ask him to do it for you.
Okay. And Diamond Rio.
Oh, yeah, we did. We opened up for Diamond Rio this year. That was cool. Yeah, we did that. We opened up for them at the Do-Si-Do in Texas.
Wow.
That was a cool venue.
Played the same day as Morgan Wade and Lainey Wilson.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. We played with Morgan Wade and Lainey Wilson last year and the year before.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I'm glad you remember these because
I'm just trying to feed.
Just trying to give you some.
I'm like, because we've been playing a bunch of festivals the past 2 years, so it's been really cool to be a part of those lineups.
Do you ever get a chance to just sit down and take it all in and go, whoa?
Honestly, yes. I'm trying to do more of that and just be
in the moment.
In places where we are. Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to write everything down. I have like a little journal on my phone, which sounds terrible, but
No, it's good.
And I'm just like, putting all my pictures into like a journal and entry and just trying to like remember all the things that people you meet out on the road. And
sometimes songs come out of that when you journal, you know?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, definitely. I feel like we get a lot of that from out on the road. All of our inspiration comes from the road for sure.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that one line in the song that you make your own white lines. Paint your own white lines.
Yeah, and I think everyone should do that. I mean,
you should.
Like going back to that, I feel like you get kind of lost in areas that are huge, and like you start to meet so many different people, and you can easily get lost. And it's, you know, as long as you just continue to stay the course and just do you, like just do you, like live your life.
I've been saying that's what I'm on the soapbox almost every week when we do this.
Yeah,
do you be you? There's already
just do you.
That.
Paint your own white lines.
Like, paint your own.
That'd
be a great title for an album.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah,
paint your own white lines.
I like that. Seriously. I like that.
Casey, have you out on the street? with a brush, paintbrush. That'd be funny.
I love that.
You need to hire me as your marketing guy.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Okay. I want to hear another song because I want to hear some more of this new stuff.
Let's do it.
Ready to do it?
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Smoke Show's a new single?
I would like to hear that. And I want to hear the story behind it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So this song is
it has nothing to do with your smoky bourbon.
No. Maybe.
Maybe.
No, it doesn't. This song is... I'm going to tune Timmy. I'm sorry. Mm. This song has everything to do with the girls. This is a song written for the women.
For the women.
For the women.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I feel like... I had this title in my phone, Smoke Show, and I just thought it was kind of cool. And we didn't know what direction we were going to go with it when we kind of were throwing the idea around. Mm-hmm. But we were just kind of like, you know what? Like, let's write a song about the girls. No one, I don't think I've heard a song, you know, a woman singing about how other women, if they're looking like a smoke show, you let them know. You know what I mean? And we just thought that was a really cool idea. Mm. So, we just went with it. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, man.
All right. Pour two shots on me. You'll play some mom when you're done. Private encore, invitation only. If you got a ticket to ride, I'll be the first one in line. Get slow, baby, let's go. There ain't no trick in the lights. My main attraction tonight.
That in my dreams. Timothy, that's awesome, bro.
Thank you. That's a fun one.
Casey, you've got a heck of a band, don't you?
They're
Tell
fun.
Me about your band and how you got them all together. And
oh, man. You know, I think, honestly, you guys were looking for a female singer on a Thursday morning show.
Boy, did you
at
ever
Legends.
Find one, did you? Yeah, at Legends. Huh?
Okay. At Legends.
Yeah.
And I think they had another guy that was playing with them. I think his name was Tim.
There were three Tims.
And I think he had moved back home or moved away to be with his family. And then Tim Angston, our bass player, was like, I think we could use like this girl for a Thursday morning show. And I don't know. I kind of came into the mix. And Adam on drums, you know, he's our drummer now. And like, we've just been all playing together for years and years and years. Probably 7 years at this point.
Yeah. 7 years.
Yeah.
You came here in 17, you said, right?
Yeah.
So you pretty much found your vibe and your tribe real quick.
Right, pretty quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Your vibe and what are your tribe. So tight?
Vibe and your tribe.
Yeah, your vibe and your tribe. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, why are you so tight? Because you know, you probably complete each other's sentences at this point.
Oh, yes. 100%. We definitely do that. Yeah. Yeah.
And
for
you,
sure.
And on stage, you probably vibe off each other and know what
Absolutely.
Each other's thinking. And
we do stuff on guitar sometimes that we're both just like,
whoa. Did you just do that?
Yeah. Like, literally, did you just do that? Did you just do that at the same time? Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
It is. But I imagine you feed off the energy of the crowd, right?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I bet you get them going too.
We try to, you know, we just have fun. I think that's what I've really learned from being out with these boys is like, just get on stage, have a good time, play mm-hmm. your songs with conviction, like Timmy always says. And it's like, just have a good time, you know? And I feel like I'm more comfortable with these boys just going out there, just telling our story. And
I think if you're having fun, they're going to have fun.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And I think if people see that, people are just like, well, I'm going to be friends with them. I'm like, you can be friends with us.
With your personality, I bet you're just something. You're just out front and you're with them and you're pointing at them and you're getting them going, aren't you?
Yes, always.
We can see videos of you on your YouTube page.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And your socials. And you have a webpage, which is
CaseyJohns.rocks.
Oh.
Try to make it a little different.
Oh, I love that. And it's, again, it's not Casey like Casey Jones. It's K, the letter K.
Yep.
The letter C.
Yeah, and it's mostly because CaseyJohns.com was already taken, so that's what.
Well, I think it worked out really. I'd rather be CaseyJohns.rock, I would think. Let's see if I can do. Well, no, it wouldn't fit for me.
You can do it. You can do it. Come on.
It's the Dave connection, if you know what I mean. You know what? I wanted to ask you, where did you learn to rock like that? I mean, you rock, and yet you have that country mix to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? Is this something you learned over the years?
I feel like, yeah, honestly. I mean, I grew up on a lot of country music, a lot of blues music coming out of Memphis.
Of course.
A lot of rock and roll.
Sure.
And I feel like we're taking all of those influences and just putting them all in a song, whether it's blues and, you know, rock and roll and a little bit of country. Like, that's what I grew up on. Kind of like what Sheryl Crow does. Like, I'm a huge, huge Sheryl Crow fan.
I've seen you compared to her and Miranda.
Yeah. Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Love both. And I feel like they both kind of do that. They're badass women that rock out. You know?
Randy Carlyle, too. In the mix there. Have you seen her show?
I've never seen her show, but I've heard it's awesome.
We saw her a couple years ago at Ryman, and it was an incredible show.
I bet.
She's got those two twin brothers.
Those twin brothers are phenomenal.
Yeah. Hence her other brothers.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And it was just not too far after The Joke came out, and she had an orchestra on the stage.
Mm.
And it started out with like an overture of them playing, you know, mm-hmm. and it was just one of the best shows I ever saw.
Wow.
It's really good. You'd love her.
I'm jealous now.
And she would love you, too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to go see her show.
She would love you, too. I know she would. Yeah. Fantastic show. So, you mixed all that together.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you talked earlier, and I wanted to press you on this. You said that a lot of times that people, there are a lot of experts in this town. You need to do this. You need to do that. Everybody is an expert when it comes to entertaining, right? So, did that influence you in any way, or were you always staying true to you? Listen, this is what I do, and this is what I'm about, and I'm there, and this is it. Take it or leave it. This is me.
No, and I think that's why I write about it now. I mean, I feel like when I got here, I wanted to do country pop. I was more of like in the pop, country pop era. And when I first moved here, because I thought that's what everybody was doing. I thought that was what I should do. That's part of the crowd I thought I was, you know, supposed to be a part of.
Yeah.
And when I started, you know, going back to when I put the Thunder record out, it is very rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so that is when I feel like I truly found what I wanted to do. I wanted to rock out. And when we started writing for that record. And then after that, I was like, now I want to write. After the Thunder record came out, I want to write more personable. Like, I want to add that country. I feel like country writers, they write very personable, right?
They do.
So I want to take
in
that.
Stories.
Yeah. I want to take those moments, and I want to take rock and roll, and I want to take blues licks and just put it all together and that's how we kind of do, that's what we're doing now, and hopefully we get to put out a record next year.
And I think that's what country needs right now.
Yeah.
It's very poppy now.
There's not a lot of females doing we're doing, I feel like.
No, I don't think there is.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of anybody doing what you do. So what you do is you found your own niche, your own voice.
Yeah.
And again, you know, when I say rock and roll, You know, it really is. I grew up in Cleveland, which is, they call the rock and roll capital of the world. That's where they coined the phrase rock and roll. It's where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. And the rock I grew up, that classic era, riff-driven, heavy guitar.
Yes.
And like I played in the beginning of this show, you've got that with the great guitar playing from Timothy over there. But then again, steel guitar and all the stuff you would hear from country.
Yes.
Country-themed lyrics, you know. Rodeo cowgirl, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's a great blend. And there's nobody else. There's nobody else doing Casey Jones.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
No, exactly. Right? Am I?
100%.
I'm not making this up. Tim Dee's over there. Yeah, you're right. That's true. Yeah.
And that's, like you said, I feel like that's why I write about that now, because, you know, I went through that. Like, you go through those, that process of trying to find who you are as an artist.
You do.
We all do. So.
Yeah. And somewhere between rocking on Broadway and your own shows, traveling throughout the world, you found it.
Exactly.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah. And it takes time, and that's okay. Like, it does. Feel like everything's about timing.
Yeah, so. I do too. Yeah. Everything is time. And you've got the tattoos to go along with it. I love it.
You know, I want to get a full sleeve.
You want to get full? Are you going to get a full sleeve?
I want to.
Do you know what it would be?
Oh, yeah. I want to do, like, my entire musical journey. Like, I think that would be really cool.
I think it would be really cool, too. What's the feather represent?
I got this one on my first contract on cruise ships.
And oh, cool.
I wrote a song called Feather. I posted it online. People liked it. So I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo for it.
Very good. Yeah. And the one on your shoulder, I'm watching. Oh, that is just gorgeous.
Thank you. I guess it's kind of like a seashell. Somebody said
like a nautilus.
Yeah.
With the feathers coming.
Yeah.
That's and beautiful.
I got this in Washington, Missouri on one of our days off. Wow. I was like, I'm going to go over here and get a tattoo. And Timmy was like, okay.
Is that it? Did they do it in like an afternoon?
Yeah. I just walked over and got a tattoo.
I bet that one kind of hurt a little bit.
It did kind of hurt a little bit.
On the bone. The bone to the bone. Yeah.
It did.
I got one in my forearm, and that kind of hurt in places.
I like that one, though. What is that? Is that a...
That's my brother, RFL, Russell Francis Linehan. We lost him in 2013, and he was a great guitar player, so it's a guitar pick. And the Bird of Paradise has become my favorite flower. Oh. And the story goes like this, and I don't mean to bore you, but... when he passed away, he had cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
His wife and I took his favorite guitar, my favorite guitar, which was, and it's hanging on my wall upstairs. It's a Cherry Sunburst, like 77 Les Paul.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous.
And we took it to this florist in town in Cleveland, and we said, make this thing fly to heaven, because it's going to be the centerpiece of our celebration of life for him. And it was. And I never saw one of those before, but they were surrounding that guitar like it was flying off to heaven.
That's so
it's
beautiful.
Always been my thing.
That's cool.
So it's right there. So when I play my guitar, he's always there with me.
That's awesome. There
he
is.
Yeah. So he can play
the
guitar.
That's beautiful.
He can play.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect pitch, that guy.
Wow.
You play a note. Let's see. How do you know that? I don't know. I just know.
I love that.
Here, tune my guitar.
Literally, I do that with Tim all the time. I'm like, can you please tune my guitar?
Yeah. You got a perfect...
No,
pitch
too?
No, no, I don't either. Far from it.
He says that.
But... I got a tin ear. I inherited my daddy's tin ear. My mom was the singer, man. She really was. Did your mom and dad sing?
My mom sang in a band when she was in high school.
Yeah.
But she never really took it anywhere. My sister, she kind of sang a little bit, never really did anything with it.
No?
So, yeah. No?
So, just you and your sister?
I have a stepsister and a stepbrother as well.
And a stepbrother as well. So, close family?
Super close family, yeah.
Super close.
Especially family. Me, my mom, and my grandma. We are like the three women of just, we're pretty tight.
How's she doing?
My mom?
Yeah.
She's doing amazing.
Hi, Mom. Yeah. What's her name?
Darlene.
Darlene.
She's like the cutest southern name right there. She's originally from Florida.
And I was looking at some pictures that you posted, like for Mother's Day and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cute. Yeah, she's
the
best.
She's so pretty.
She and I we talk probably every second of the day. I'm flying her out to London. She's going to come hang out with us for a week.
Oh, she's got to love that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, how proud is she?
She's so excited.
There's a proud mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's extremely. She tries to come to every show she can. Yeah. She's awesome.
That's cool. Well, I got to hear another song.
Let's do it.
You got one more new one you can share with us?
Let's do it. Do you want to do Rodeo Queen?
Well, let's hear it, because we just heard just a snippet of it.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Could do something else.
Mama didn't raise notes.
She didn't.
See, let's hear that one. You rock on that one, girl. Let's do it.
Mama didn't raise no big city pretty girl. Mm-mm, yeah. Oh, yeah.
thing even when I was 18. He worked the land like a man, was a shoulder for a mama to cry. She sunk in her spurs, turned him into her kind of guy. Mama didn't raise no big city pretty girl. Can't turn a ranch, make a fire in a country world. Dirt on my feet, careless up over my hands. He's like I'm riding barrels looking for a man that'll stand in his snake skins. Keep the sun up, he's already awake then. Give me some love when it's going back down again. Well, if you ain't fit for it, a few seconds is all that you get. Try to ride with me with this rodeo queen, yeah. Blood brandied if I'm carrying your last name. He got your eyes on the prize, but I make the rules to this game. Mama didn't raise no big city pretty girl. Can't turn a ranch, make a fire in a country world. Dirt on my feet, careless up of the mind. It's like I'm riding barrels looking for a man that'll stand in his snake skins. Keep the sun up, he's already awake then. Give me some love.
You should have heard me before you came. I'm walking around the house going, Mama didn't raise no big.
You.
That is so catchy. Sticks in your head. You're welcome.
We were specifically thinking TikTok for that song.
Oh, yeah. You got to. Did you do the TikTok thing?
Yeah, and it went viral on TikTok, which
there
is great.
There you go. Check it out, okay? And check out Casey's webpage to caseyjohns.rock.
Correct.
I just absolutely love it. Timothy, thank you for your time here.
Thanks
today
for having
too.
Me.
You are an incredible guitar
thank
player.
Thank you very much.
And I could do the old joke. I could, because you were live around the dining room table, I could see that your fingers at no time left your hands during any of those playing. He's just absolutely amazing.
I don't even know. Like, yeah, I don't even think he hits a wrong note.
Anything he does, he
slides into it. Like.
Yeah, he slides into it. Yeah, you never. It's like, I meant that. You never know. Great to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you as well. Glad to be here. Thank you.
And Casey, love you.
Thanks for having me, man. This is really cool. So good to see you. It's been years, so I'm so happy to be back.
Too long. Won't be that long next time, I hope. Folks, right on. Thanks for joining us, okay? That's WRITE. Right on.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.